Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Aleph, part 2.
Taisvis asks that how can Rava say in our sugya that the Edus are mukheshasi? Doesn't Rava himself hold in Bava Kama in the sugya Nafayim Gimel that Eid Zaymim chidishu? And it's only Mikana Lahabo Nifsal. So why does he hold over here that the Eidus Rishayin of Avasa become Nifsal? That Lechair was after was earlier, not later. The Psul is only Mikana Lahabo. Taisus answers that Eid Zayim Chidushu Eilach Ishas Chidushu Ve'Eilach. Only by Hazama do we say that it's a Chidush, and therefore the Psul is only from the time that they became Eid Zayim Mikana Lahabo. But Chosh is not a Chiddush, and therefore by Chosh you could say that the whole Eidus is bottle. The Pnei Shum or Bakama is Matmiya on Taisvis. Then how could Taisvis say that Hazama is worse than Hakosha? L'chair, every Hazama has also Hakosha. Not that Hazama is a Chiddush, is only the Gabi, the Din, that the Eidus are Betela, Beteras, Vadai. But that there is a Hakosha and that the Eidus should be bottle, Kalpanim, Isafik, that's not a Chiddush. Why should a Hazama be worse than Hakosha? Every Hazama carries in it a Hakosha. The male, if you say, according to Rava, that when the Edim are mukhoshim, they become nifsolim, misafik, the mafreya, and it's bottled, the whole Edis, like in our sugi, we say the Edis of the Achil is bottled mafreya, and so too is the male, the Edis of Avasa bottle. So it's by Azami, you should say the same thing, that the Edim are nifsolim, misafik, the mafreya. And once it's bottled, the Edis of the Tvichot should be bottled, the Edis of the Gneva. What's nafkamina between Hazama and Akrosha? Every Hazama carries in it Akrosha. Rameir Simchin, Baba Kama, says a chiddush to miyashiv this. He says that the Ravuna holds that Aiden that hook chashu akshein le'edus because he mukmin le'beches is kashrus, and Rav Chizda holds he not mukmin le'beches is kashrus. The reason is because you have to be done on the two kitas together, according to Rav Chizda, and a male, it can't be a ches is kashrus. You can't say both of them aksherim. Manashach, one of them, for sure, apostle. But that's only by akhosha, which you have to be done in both kitas. But by hazama, the mezimim of Ashur Ksherim. The suffix is only on the muzamim. Over here, it's possible to say they can be mamid the mecheses kashrus. The male, that's Pshan Taisvis. That the muzamim of Psulim is a chidish. Misvara al sak choshe, we would say, since the Torah is mechadish, that the mezimim of Adik Ksherim, so the muzamim also Ksherim. Mikoye cheses kashrus. We're only being done on the muzamim if neatzmam. They have mecheses kashrus. It's only mitzad the chidish of Hazama that we say the Psulim. The male is mekana lahabo. Unifsal. Mashenkin, when it comes to regular koshas edis, avada misafik, they would both be psulin. The Riva answers Taisus Kasha, Leidomi hachta ocha lahid merubet. You can't compare our sugya to merubet, the hasam geneva tvicha tre milininu. Over there, the edis of geneva and the edis of tvicha are two different edis in. Mashenkin, over here, the edis of avasan, the edis of achila is all edis achas. The Rashba is Moisim on Taisvis, this territory of Taisvis, that over here it's considered the Eidus Achas, because the whole thing is the Emei, that the field belongs to him. And the reason why we say over here it's Eidus Mukheshes is because the entire Eidus is Batal mitzad the din of Eidus Shabbatal Miktsasa Batla Kula. And Yesh La'ayin, if Taisvis is Kavanah, is also like the Shita Sarajba. The Gemara Named Beis brings a machlaikis between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. The Itzmar Beis Kite Eidim Amakrisha Zu Azu, two pairs of Eidim that contradict each other. Amr Avhuna Zu Bob if Neatzma Umeida, Vizu Bob if Neatzma Umeida. Both pairs of Eidim have a Cheskas Kashrus and can say Eidis anywhere else. Rav Chizda Omar Bahadi Sahadi Shakri Lomali. Rav Chizda says, no, there is no Cheskas Kashrus. Then the Gemara goes on to be Taylor the Machlaikis, Rav Rav Nach, and Rav Aleph. In the Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda by Shnei Kite Edim, like we explained earlier. But in the Etzem Halacha, that Rav Huna holds Zubab if Neatzim Eida, but Zubab if Neatzim Eida, the Rashbam explains because Uki Gavra Becheskes Kashrus, Veloy Tifsalenu Misafik. Rabbi Chanan Kavitz Shurim Ois Kuf Yud Zayin, and the Bricha Shmuel and Simon Lamed Zayin, a Bavar in a very stark Kasha. L'chayra, any type of chazaka does not help to be mitzi mamin. Even a roiv, which is stronger than a chazaka, is not mitzi mamin. According to Shmuel, holds ein hayochem mamin acher haroiv. So how could Rav Huna say that when we have two pairs of eidim makrish and zu, each one has a cheskes kashrus, and we don't pass them isafik, and with the edus of the, any of these two pair of edim, we can be mitzi mamin. L'chayr, the koyach to be mitzi mamin is only mitzad a cheskes kashrus. That can't be better than any chazak in the world, or even a rive, and that's not strong enough to be mitzi mamin. So Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Chbera Masbir, that over here, mitchila were being done on the edim themselves. Are the edim themselves kosher or not? The chazakah that they have, the cheskes kashrus, is machriya that the edim are ksherim. Once the chazakah is machriya that they are edim ksherim, now the koyach to yimaytzi mamin is not mitzad the chazakah. The koyach to yimaytzi mamin is mitzad edus ksherim. Edim ksherim. The kosher edim can be vada, can be mitzi mamin. That's all in Rav Huna. Rav Chizda said, "Bahadi shadi shakri lamali." So l'chayr, we have to understand Rav Chizda. Why don't we take a say cheskes kashrus and each of the pair of edim should be kosher? So the Rashbam says, because Bahadi Sadi Shakur Lomali Vlay Idu Bishum Edis Ba'ilam, Duki Vemaina Achazoke, Vlay Sitzianu Misafik Shemo Edim Sulim. Rabbi Chanan and Kavit Shurim Mois Kuf Tezayin understands this Rashbam to mean that Rav Chizda holds that you can't go Basid Achesus Kashrus to be Maitzi Momin. So that means that according to Rav Chizda, Be'etzim Avad, we're Maimed Edim Achesus Kashrus. But to be Maitzi Momin, it's not enough Acheskas Kashrus. And Gufa argues on Rav Huna in this Nekuda. Other Achrayim say that maybe that is not the Kavan of the Rashbam. He's not coming to say that the Acheskas Kashrus can be Maitzi Momin. The Rashbam maybe is just saying that Rav Chizda holds that you don't put on the Cheskes Kashrus for whatever reason, and the Mela, once there's no, you can't say that Edim Sherim is Misafik, they're Psulim, so then Avada Safik Psulim can't be Maitzi Mamun on such a type of an Edus. The Rimi Gash and Shavuos and Daf Mem Zayin says a different shot in the Svar of Rav Chizda. He says, Anan Sadi de Chodah Kat Minay Psul Edus. We know for sure that one of the pairs of Edim Apostle Edus, V'lo Yadin and Hai Minayu, he, we don't know which one it is. So paslina and luhli tarvai, we pasal both. We don't machshir any of the two edim to make, say edus. Daminon dilma hi ashakronus upsulahi. Rav Chanan, the Kavis Shurim, in the same place, understands Rimi Gash to mean that we can't machshir both of them because it's a tarti de sasri. It's impossible to say that both are kosher. Not because the cheskas kashrus is not strong enough to be mitzi mamon, but because how can you machshir this pair of edim if the other pair of edim contradicts it? Maybe the other pair of edim is kosher. You can't be machshir both. Lashon of edim geshem in the sugi also is that you can't say edus beedus acheres b'manav shalchad minayim psulihi. But Rav Shimon Shkop in Ksubis and Simcha Vav is ma'ir that l'chayr the Gemara tells us in Psachim and other places when you have a question of shnei shvilim or two paths and one of them is tameh. Even though it's b'tarti desasri, it's in bol yishol basachas. Then it's tameim is midaban because basachas you can't say they're both tahar. So Rav Shimon Shkop explains that over there, each one is nailed a suffik machmas atzma. It's not negay the other one. When they come in basachas, then you can't pass in them both. But otherwise, machmina chazaka. But over here, the suffix in the two pairs of Edom is machmas da'akosha. So the suffix is al shneim biyachad, where the etzim suffix is not in each one individually, but it's together, it's not shaykh to imaymen and chazaka. And Rav Huna holds that even in the suffix nail biyachad, when they're boim if ni'atzim mi'idim, you dan each one separately, and can be kmin aliyah chazaka. Al kalponim, that's the second mahalach in Rav Chizda. The tzais in Simen Lamedalitz of Kotten Vav explains Rav Chizda that it has a din of a taruvis. It was an Arev kosher apostle. With Alochi is, you're not mukmin alei achazaka. That's a chiddush to say that being done two pairs of edim, which one is kosher, which is not kosher, it should have a shem of a taruvis, and not that we don each one together, separately, we don them all together, and we can't be mukmin alei achazaka. The Ritva in Shavuah says, Pshat Rav Chizda, that Bahari Sadi Shakur Lomali says, Hai Lishna Mashmud Rav Chizda B'der Chumra Omale, Levair to destroy Eidus Shekim in the Olam. The Chivin, the Adin, and Vadei, the Chodim, and Naya Shakron, and since we know one of the peers of Eidam for sure saying Sheker, Lomalon, Lekal Mehem Shum Eidus. Why should we Mekal from them any Eidus? It's Mashmud from the Kafon of the Ritva is to tell us that the reason why the apostles only Midraban Be'alma, Mishum Tikkun Olam, because the Lashon is that it's B'derech Chumra. Levar edus sheker mina oilam. Not that the be'etzim apsulim. That means that Rav Chizda be'yisoid would agree to Rav Huna that yimakmin and kol echad be'cheses kashus. And we just say the apostle midrabanan. In Taisink Subis and Daf Chavbezim and Aleph, L'chur, it's muchach, not like any of the reasons we just mentioned. Because Rashi says over there that if two Edom are made on Adam Echad, one person that is Posel Edis, and another two Edom are Makrish, we call that in the Lashon Rishayim Treya Treya Chad Gavra, and they say that is Koshel Edis, it's the person will be Posel Misafik. And Tosfos asks that Rav Huna holds by Shteki to Edom Achishim Zezeh that you go Basa Cheskes Kashrus. So Tosfos asks, just like when two pairs of Edom contradict each other, Moshel Gabi the Edus of Chila, we say that each one has a Cheskes Kashrus and is kosher to be made anywhere else. So why, when two Edom say that one person is Pasul Edus and two other Edom say that that person is Kashrus Edus, why don't, in that case of Trey Trey, do we say that it's Pasul Misafik? Why don't we go with a Cheskes Kashrus? So a kaponetz mavur that according to Rav Chisda, it wouldn't be shver that he should have a cheskes kashrus. And Rav Chanan says in Ois Kuf Tezayin that the chayr from here, it's klar, not like the shita of the Rimigash, that the reason is as tata disasri, because in this case we're not coming to be machshir both kitas that a machishan says that we're only trying to be machshir that adam echad that each one was made on, who there is a suffix on. So the chayr must be a different reason why Rav Chisda holds that we don't go with a cheskes kashrus. The Svar of the Ktsois, you also can't say it's a Taruvis. There's no Taruvis over here. It's also the Svar of the Ritval. There's Tekan Rabbanon, Lavar, Eid, Shechem, Na'ilam. We don't have to makshir any of the Eidim. We have to just say that the person is Misafik. He is either Kasher or Apostle. So it's Mavur from Tosfos that Rav Chisda's din is a special din, a din Misuim that doesn't help a Cheses Kashrus to makshir Eidim that have on them a Suffik Psul. And Meli held that that din of Rav Chisda applies also by Treyu Trey Achad Gavra. Rabbi Chanan in Kevitz Yurim takes on that Tosfos is going with the Shita of the Rashbam, that the reason why you can't be machshir either each of the pair of Edom is not because we don't go bust at the Cheses Kashrus, but because the Chazaka doesn't help to be Mitzi Mamon. All the Achraim say different svaras in Shita HaTosfos. Al Kapanim, in summary, we have a few ways of understanding the din of Rav Chisda. According to the Rashbam, it's because the Chazaka is not strong enough to be Mitzi Mamon. According to the Rimi Gash, because it's a Tarti Disasri, you can't imachshir both of them. According to the Ktsais, because it has a gather of a Taruvis, where you never mukmin on a Chazaka, the Ritva understood that it's Dindra Banan, and from Taisvis, it's a Shailiv. Taisvis was going the Sheet of the Rashbam, and Chazaka might see Mammon, or Taisvis was saying a new din that in Edim, that Amuk Choshim, it doesn't help a Cheses Kashrus to imachshir the Edim that have on them a Suffolk Psul. Rashi, that we mentioned before in Ksubis Nafchav Beis, that says that Shnayim Edom on the Olam Echad, that's kosher, and Shnayim Edom Lav Shu Pasul, Rashi had said that it's Pasul Edus Misafik. In reality, that's the Halacha L'maisa, the Rif passes like that, and the Rambam also in Perikid Beis, Hilchas Edus Halacha Gimel, and Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamedalad, Simen Chav Ches, also say that that's the Halacha, that if two Edom are made, that Reuven is a kosher Eid, and two other Edom are made, that he's a Pasul Eid, he's Pasul Edus Misafik. And we mentioned that Tosfos asked that Shnei Kita Edom Malchishin Zu Azu is Machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chisda. According to Rav Huna, that said each one is Ksheir Lahoi Bifnei Atzma, because we're Makminon, each Kat, each group of Cheses Kashrus, so we have a very stark Shaila. Why Taka are we not Maimed this one, this other Mecha, this man that's in Suffolk, Ubi Cheses Kashrus? It's true. Two Edom said he's Kashrus, and two Edom said he's Posel. It's a Trey, a Trey. It should have a din of a suffix, but you should go with the cheskas kashrus. And Batsim, there's a sheet of Rabbeinu Hananel that says Mukmin and Gavra becheskas kashrus, and he say that he's kosher. But the Rosh in Ksubis explains why takanat. Why don't we say uki gavra cheskasi like we say b'shteki to edim according to Avuna the zubav of niatz meida the zubav of niatz meida. So he says because over there the psul is mishun makrishin zezeh be'edu zu. And since we don't know which one it says sheker, makmina you say kolchad v'cheskase. But over here, aval hocha, the lashon of the rush is the kom masahadi livsoil echud begazlonis leedusul shvua. Over here, where the two edim are coming to pasal Ruvain, saying he's a gazlon, he's not kosher leedus, he's not kosher leshvua, and the other two pair of edim are saying that he know he is kosher. Ki hay gavna le makmina leachheskase. Over here, we do not go basa chazaka. The whole trey u trey, every time two Edom contradict each other. Afagav disli chazaka de kashris, sveked rabbanani. It's still a sveked rabbanon, like it says, kedisa perka bo achin, kolecha dika trey u trey, le mukminon le aches kose. The chayr, it's mashram from the rush, that the reason why we don't say this gavra is a cheses kashrus is because by trey or trey you don't go baser chazaka. Since trey or trey is a sveka derabanan, we don't go baser chazaka. Mashenken to Aiden that a mak chishon zeh and not consider it suffix of trey or trey because it not be made on each other that the psulim. It just mitzad that chashu we know that one of the kitais of psulim. The Bach says the same svar in Siman Lamed Daled, and B'Yeser Biur, Rav Chaim Grachel Shas explains it, that you can't say that each of the pair of Edim are being made on the second pair of Edim that's possible. In the Machlekes, Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, they're both being made, both pair of Edim being made on a separate story. Two Edim say that L'Moshel, Ruven owes Shimon money, and two Edim say that Ruven doesn't owe Shimon money. It's two against two. Each of the pair of Edim, although Lefi Edusim, the other one pair of Edim is lying, but they're not being made on the second pair of Edim. So if they're not being made on the second pair of Edim, we say, Mukmin Aleach Hazkase, we put them each on the Chazaka, the Kashrus, and the Kosher to be made somewhere else. So Mashein came in the case of two Edim saying Ruven is puzzle, and two Edim saying that Reuven is kosher, the Edim are being made on the psul of the Gavra. And to say that the Pliny is kosher based on the Cheses Kashrus would be a direct contradiction to two Edim that are being made that he's puzzle. So that's a classical case of Trey or Trey, where both pair of Edim are mamish contradicting each other on the Edus, on the Kashrus or the Paslus of this particular person. We can't put him on a Cheses Kashrus and say that he's Kashrus, because that's mamish mukrish from the other pair of Edim that Pasle him. And with Trey or Trey, the rule is, we don't go with Chazaka. The case of Rav Huna and Rav Chizda is when we say that each of the two pair of Edim have a Cheses Kashrus, that's not going against a pair of Edim that is saying that they are puzzle. Like we explained, because the two pairs of Edim are being made on a certain Maisa, it's only that we understand that one of them is not saying the truth based on what the other pair of Edim are saying, but they're not being made on the Edim and saying that the Edim are psulim. We just don't know which one's kosher. If you're going to say that they're being made, the other one's psulim, they're also being made in themselves, they're kosher. So then that they came not nemen for, because the person not nemen to be made in themselves. So al-Karchach, the Edus is not an Edus that the other Edim are psulim. The Edus is only Edus on the Maisa. It just ends up that Kol Kadis Me'ida on a certain Maisa, we say that one of them must be possible because it has to be one of them is Shakronim. But they're not being made on the other Edim, say the Psulim, and therefore to establish and say that the both Ksherim for Edus Acheres, Ideh Cheses Kashrus, is not going against another pair of Edus. In Mel, it's not a question, a Nidin of Trey a Trey, and it's okay to say that Kol Chad V'chad Mutminu Lechaz Kosei, and the Kosher Edus Acheres. Toisvis asks, Tema, Bein l'Rav Huna, Bein l'Rav Chizda, Nehamninu l'Vasroi b'migu, Diboi paslinu l'kamoi b'gazlanusa. Both according to Rav Chizda and according to Rav Huna, this last pair of Edim to say Edus should be Neman with a migu, that if they wanted to, they could have pasled the first pair of Edim by saying the first pair of Edim agazlanim, and in that case, the second pair of Edim would be believed. Says Toisvis, Umiyo b'migu diboi have a mazmi lehu, with a migu that they could have made the first pair of Edim into Edim Zaymin, leke lehem ninu, you can't believe them. Direim lahazimon, they are afraid to make them Edim Zaymin, pen yuzmu gamhem, maybe they themselves will become Edim Zaymin. The Chasam Sefer explains that since by Hazama they have to say the exact time that the first ones were made, and they'll say on that time, Imanu hayisem, so therefore they're afraid that maybe the achroinim that were at that time in that place, other Edim will be able to make them into Edim Zaymin. But when they made stam on a psul of Gazlon, they could choose any time they want. And a male, they're not afraid of becoming Edim Zaymin. Tosis answers his question, why don't you believe the second pair of Edim with a migu that boy passed linu lekamoy b'gazlanusa in two ways. Tosis first teretz is, it's a migu b'mokim Edim and lo yaminim. According to the Mashah, the next few words are also hemshech of this teretz. The migu la yuchel esayim yoyse mishnei Edim. A migu cannot help you more than two Edim. Trey is kemeya, add on a migu, it doesn't make it any stronger than Edim. Edim against Edim is again a trey a trey. With a migu, you cannot be menatzeach against Edim. Vafil hoyimoyim kuf Edim, ein emonim, the trey kemeya. Taisa brings a second teretz, v'oyde miri, the lo shayach migu, it's not shayach migu, de'ein das shneim shove, because both of them are not necessarily thinking the same thing. U'mashir tzeh litoin, lo yitoin zeh. What one of them might be tining, the other one might not think of to tina, which is mashmir clear in Taisa's, that if it wouldn't have the chisar, the migu be'trei li'aminon, then we would say a migu together with Edom against Edom. So that comes out that there's an Isaitis Dikim Achlaikis between the two Terutzim of Taisvis. The first Taisvis holds, first Teretz of Taisvis holds that a Migu does not add to Edom to Menetaseach against another pair of Edom. And the second Teretz argues Misfarin holds that a Migu is enough to be Machriya Mimakim Trey or Trey. Riki Vager in the Chuvis and Simit Kufla Midvav explains that the second Teretz holds that a Migu helps in Mokim Trey or Trey, because we hold like the Manda Amma, Trey or Trey is a Sveika de Rabbanon. And a Chazaka helps Lachriya to Machriya Mokim Trey or Trey. He explains, this Madamar holds that Mokim is Trey or Trey, since the Edus are Mukheshes, we misalik the Edus and its commandalis Nayu Domi, as if the Edus don't exist. And therefore, in Mahani Chazaka helps. And so too, it helps a Migu Mokim Trey or Trey, because the Trey or Trey cancel each other out. And a Migu is Machriya. But the first Teretz of Taisus holds that even the Madama Trey or Trey is Sveikad Rabbanon, and it helps a Chazaka, but a Migu does not help. Because a Migu is a Chacha and a Raya that Yina Meshaker. And there's no Raya that can help Keneged Edom. It doesn't help more than Edom themselves. It's Trey's Kameya. Lagabe Chazaka, which is not a Bira and a Chacha Neged Edom. It's just a Gzer Sakosu that we mokim Suffolk when Maimed Hadover al Cheskosa Rishaino. So we could go with the Chazaka. So too, in the Sveik of Trey, Trey, it's a Suffolk Malya wa Ukme Bechaskosa Rishaino. But in the Kshail of Amigu, which is a Hechacha, that you're saying the truth, you're not being Meshaker, that's not Maisif at all in the Edom, and Amela, Amigu, is not Machriya, Mamakim, a Trey, a Trey. The Shmaitz also in Shmaitz above, Perichav Beis, says that Tosis in his first Teretz holds that even though a Chazak helps a Mokim Trey a Trey, but Amigu doesn't help, and his Lashon is V'alfei Rayos Usvaris, even 1,000 Rayos Usvaris Leimahani, Mitrey a Trey. Only a Chazaka, which is not a Raya, it's just a Hanhaga, Misofik, Einat Yochel, Leitzia, Mecheskosi, Rishayna, that helps Mimokim Trey with Trey. So it's Mavur and Mekiveger that the two Terutzim and Taisus argue in the reason for the Mandam of Trey, Trey, Sveikad Rabbanon. That the second Teretz holds the Mandam of Trey, Trey, Sveikad Rabbanon, it's Commandalesh Nuhudami. The Edis are Mukheshes, Umasalik the Edis, and Mele it helps a Chazaka, and Mele also Amigo will help. It's not called Amigo Mokim Edim, because Edim is Commandalesh Nuhudami. The first Teretz and Taisus holds that even according to Mandam of Trey, Trey, is Sveikad Rabbanon, but the Edim is Commandal Isnu. And the Mele doesn't help Amigo to Machriya Mokim Edim. Chazaka, we said, helps because that's a din in all sveikas, then iat yochal hoitziyoi meches kosei. Taisus later, naflam bezim and bez, din maschal vehilchasa, says v'pshitus that the mandama trey trey sveikad rabbonon's commandaless nehudami, as if they don't exist, as if they cancel each other out. That's the chayr, like Taisus' second teretz in our sugya. Taisus naflam and aleph, and aleph says, and welcome trey trey, it helps a chazaka of isha daika minsuba to machriya the sofik. The chayr is going also Taisus' second teretz that even a migu will help to machriya. Mokim Trey a Trey, and so too Chazaka, which is Mikayach Svar, like a Chazaka, the Daika Minza, will also help him Machriya, Mokim a Trey a Trey. Rabbi Chan, Kavit Shur, Ben Ais Mem Tes, says that this Machlaik is between the two Terutzim in Baba Kama, that is in the time of the din of Trey Kameya. The first Teres that Taisus holds that the time of Trey Kameya is because it's not Shaykh any beer greater than Shnei Edom. So Mel, two Edom is equal to 100 Edom. 100 Edom is not more beer than 2 Edom. But feed that Teretz, Migu also does not help in Mokim Trey a Trey. Because against 2 Edom, no beer, no amount of beer can help. Even Edom, but it's here from Migu, cannot be Machriya against Edom. The second Teretz holds that Trey Kameya Kameya doesn't help even 100 Edom against 2 Edom is because that's one din. The din is the 2 Edom and Nemon, and Kameya is also Nem B'Teras Edus. There's no din in the Miuchin and the Torah may Edim more than Shnei Edim. May is Nemanim is the same din that Shnayim are Nemanim. It's not because it's not more beer, it's because that's the halacha, that two Edim as Edis and 100 Edim also Edis. So Mela, it's possible that really 100 Edim have more Nemanis than two Edim. But the halacha that 200 Edim are Nemanim is the same halacha that two Edim are Nemanim. So it's the same din of Nemanis of Edis. That's why Trey is Kameya. But if you're able to mitzar from Migu, then it's Yitochin, and now we have two koiches of Nemanis, you have Edus plus a koich of a Migu, then that Migu will be Machriya, the suffix of Trey u Trey. The Ramban answers Tosfos Kasha that we only say a Migu b'mokim a chashash of a Negiya be'edus, or b'mokim where there's an issue of being chayzer or magid. His Lashon is, Shein oimrim Migu be'edim, we don't say a Migu in Edim l'haminon yoyser mimashe hamina teyre mishim Migu. We don't say an Migu and Edus to believe them more than the Torah believed person with a migu. V'lo nemar migu be'edim el b'mokim cheshash noigin ve'edusan. Kedar mele'el. Inami b'mokim choizun magidin, damrinam migu diyoch alishtek v'havi ha'pesh ha'osir. Ha'ba'alma lehemunit le'utvei medina lo'i. To be believed more because of a migu, we do not apply the nemanus of a migu. In if they believed with their edus fine, midin migu. If they're not believed midin edus, they can't be believed midin migu. The Ramban similarly says in Ksubas and Daf Yutesim obeys such a language. The edim loy mehemni mishum migu. Edim not believe mishum migu. If they not believe miteras edus, miteras din migu loy mehemni no luhu. We don't believe them miteras din migu. Shlehem mintam teira bikach. It's the same lashon in the Ra'ah over there in Ksubis. The edim le mehemni memigu kol echad le mehemni meteres edus. It's either meteres edus or nothing at all. The lehem ninu rabbanan b'hachi. The rabbanan did not believe edim only meteres edim, and not with a migu. Rabbi Chan the Kavis Shurim and Ois Kuf Chav Aleph is mevar the sheet of the Ramban that the din of migu is only to somebody who is be'etzim not neman, and through the migu he has a nemanis. But Edim Ksherim, even without the Din Migu, have a Koyach of Nemanus of Edus. Over here, they can't, Edus can't be believed because there's Edim Kenegdom, which are also Nemanim. So in such an instance, the Migu is not going to be Moisef a Koyach more than the Edus. And that's what the Ramban means when he says, L'haminon Yoyser Ma'asheminon Torah. They can't, Migu cannot make them be Nemanim more than the Torah's Nemanus, meaning the Edim cannot have a Koyach of Nemanus more than the Koyach of their Edus themselves. Cain said, Baruch Ber, the Mircha Shmuel, and Ksubis Simchav Ches, is Masber Alpida Maril Diskin, that says that since the Torah passed Moshe Aaron the Edus within the Kraivim, that means that Nemanus of Edus is a Chiddush HaTorah. And that Chiddush HaTorah is not to be Mamin Edim, only Midin Edus, and not Machmas and Nemanus Acheris. And from this, there's a kusuf, we know that you also can't imaim an edim aide migu, and oifel and not nemonim mitzad etzim din edus. It's mashma from the way Baruch Ber brings from Meryl Diskin and the Lashon of the Ramban that the Yisoid is a little bit different than we said earlier. Not that migu is not moisif at all in the nemonis of edus. It's either you have the nemonis of edus, migzeres hakosuf, or you have the nemonis of migu. But you can't mix the two. B'malkim that there's no nemanus of edus, the Torah gave a nemanus of migu. B'malkim that there's nemanus of edim, and even if they're not nemitzad the etzim edus, because edim are contradicting them, so we can't actually mekabel the edus, but a migu cannot be meisif. The Bichashmul Ksubis Simchav Dalet Ois Beis says a little differently. He says that a migu only helps for a bal din miteras ataina, not for edim. And Meila, when the coming to say b'teras edus, then there's no mokim for nemanis of migu. There's a mashmoyes like this in Lashon Ramban and Kedushin Nafsa Mechdalid that asks, why is the father not neman to say on his daughter that she was captured with a migu that he could have said he's mekadesher to somebody that passes on the kahuna? And the Ramban answers that you don't lay a mina migu lehemune inish alacherim masha'ina biyodoi. We don't say a migu to be believed on others on something which is not biyodoi. The edusi, the in the edus din migu. Something which has nemanus b'teras edus cannot have nemanus b'teras migu. So that means that migu is dafka by a baldover, and when the nemanus is b'teras edus, we can't apply the nemanus of migu b'chlal, only b'teras Edim. And now Sugi also, when they're saying Edus, Teras Edus, then the Manus is als Edus, and then we can't have an Emanus of Migu. Migu wasn't said, the Mokim and Emanus of Edus. The Gemara continues, Hadar Aisi Sahadi the Avasehi, if the one that lost now brings Edim that it was Shlavaisai, Omer Av Nachman, Anan Achsine, we're the ones that gave it to the other person, Anan Maskino, we can bring it back up, Lezilusa de Vedina, Loi chayshina. We're not chayshin lezilusa the vedina. Maybe he lagged the guabrias and bezin with that to say to the din and it's dami lechuchet lula. What does it mean a non maskinan lay? What do we do? What psak do we say? So here we find a machlokes rishayim. The Rishbam says we paskin called alim govar and Tosfos brings two pirushim. Or the case was that he was originally muchzik, the one who did not have Edom of Avasa, and we paskin like the one who had Edom of Avasa, and now that he does bring Edom of Avasa, we're machzir in Le'a Karka, we return to him the Karka. Or the case was that both were not muchzakim, and you might see the Karka now to say, called Alan Govar. the Rabbeinu Hananel, brought by the Ramban, says like the first pshat in Tosfos that originally it was in one of his hands, the one that didn't have Edom of Avasa, the Umaitzi Miyadai, and he gave it to the one who has Edom of Avasa, and then afterwards when the other fellow brought Edos of Avasa, they took it from the one they gave it to, and they Machzir La'acher. But if neither one was Muchzir Tchila, so the din would not be to be Maitzi the Karka and say called Alam Gavar. Says Rabbeinu Hananel, we cannot be Maitzi the Karka to a non-psak of called Alam Gavar. The Rama in Ois Mem Beis says also, that filo im yard rishon shlei b'shus bezin ein mitzi in miyode. Dim kein, dina de called Alam Gavar maya hanile. Chayri means the din of called Alam Gavar is if the first one's ready Gavar. So ein mitzi in miyode. So Mele, I have to say it speaking that the original one was a Muchzik. The Rameya Simcha in the Chedushim is Mazmer the Machlekes Rishainim, that they argue in the Svara of Kol Dalam Gavar. The Rishbam holds like the Rosh, brought down about Metzia, that the Svara is that the one who's really correct, who's really right, Din Imai, use Yimser Navshi Yoyse B'Rai over Tfisa. It'll be Yoyse Nefesh more to bring Raias and to grab it. So you have to give them both that his Damnus equals Damnus to be able to prove that he's right. And Mel, you might see, to say the Psak of Kol Da'alim Gavrik. The Chom was Seimech, that the one who was the Din Imai, Yimser Navshi Lahamish Lebiyod Yoyse Mash Yimser Achal Igzal. So that's in a case where we have a reason to say that you might be the real Baal. You have to give them both the chance. And over here, that Beis Din gave it to the second betoist, there's no birur, and therefore might see in miyodei for the real psak of kol da'alim gavar. But the Ramban will hold, and the Rabbeinu Hananel will hold, that the din of kol da'alim gavar is stam atfisa. The one who's tough was might see in miyodei. So Mele, whoever was tough is originally in the karka, it was ki'ilu, was niskayim din of kol da'alim gavar. Mele, you can't take it out and give it back to the din of kol da'alim gavar. The first one who had it originally, he's the one who gets it. The Gemara asks, Mosiv Rava Vitema Rabbi Zera, Shnaim Oimrim Meis, Shnaim Oimrim Loim Meis, two Edom said that Isha's husband was Nifter, and two Edom said he was not Nifter, or Shnaim Oimrim Nizgarsha, she's divorced, or Shnaim Oimrim Loim Nizgarsha, Arezu Loisi Nasi, she's not allowed to marry, there's a suffix Eshas Ish. Vim Nisas Loisetze, according to Tanakama, if Nisas, she does not have to get divorced. Rabbi Nachim Rabbi Yosi Eimer Tetze, he argues in the Tanakama. If Edom came and then she got married, in the sheet of the Rabbanon that say in Nisas loy seitze, the Rishbam is mefarish, even though there's a suffix Eishes Ish, but we're talking that she was Nisas, she got married l'echad me'edel to one of the Edom, that she was a bori that meis baila. The Edom were a bari that she made baila, and she was also a bari that her husband died. Tosfos in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the Maslanan says that there's a chazaka that Isha is daiko minsaba, and that chazaka takes away the cheskas eshes ish. The Rashbam did not learn like that. He's mashma the Rashbam that there is still a cheskas eshes ish, and still the din is loisetze. And the shaila is why? If there's a suffix eshes ish, how could the din be loisetze? The Rashi in Kedushin Nav Samech Vav learns the Lefi the Sheet of the Rabbanon that say Loi Seitze, that even though the Cheskes Eishes Ish, still the din is Loi Seitze because she nisas lechem mi'edeh and she tain is barili. On the Rashi, you also have the Kasha, why Taka is it Loi Seitze? The Chard is a suffix Eishes Ish. The Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis Nav Chav Beis Mevayer that the Torah only says you have to go Basa Chazaka, like in this case, Basa Cheskes Eishes Ish, to where there is a doubt. Somebody is mesupik bedover, he has to go basa chazaka. But if you tie in a bori, there's no makim to aser mitam chazaka, because the dvar of the bechlal is no suffix. So we hear where the isha is nisas lechem ve'edel, who is borili, that the meis baila, and she's also borili the meis baila, in such a case, there's no din to go basar chazaka. That's all the shita of the Rabbanim. Rav Nachman Rav Yosi holds teitze. What's the svara of Nachman Yosi, why he holds Teitze? So the Chacham Tzvi in the Tshuvas, Simen Beis and Gimel, and she also brings this pshat from Ram Broide, says the reason why, according to Nachman Yosi, the din is Teitze is because Kansinan Le. The overall Divrei Chachamim. We make a knas on him that he was over what the Chacham said, the Chachil Loisi Nosei. On this, the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubis asks, then, Oy Bazoi, what's the Gemara's Raya that we're Choshe Lizilusa Dvei Lina? L'chayr, if it's nisas, kodim shebo edim, if she got married before edim came, to the contrary, so there's no makim to make a knas in her bechlal. So it's very understandable, the din, that l'vloy seitzei. So where's there a right to say that the reason why we say l'vloy seitzei is because chashinon l'zilusa devedina. There's no raya bechlal. The ikar time of teitzei is only because you're even isa chacham, they say l'vloy sinosei. So in makim in nisas, v'achach bo edim, there's no makim for a knas. So it's muchach, the time can't be because of knas. It must be that a suffering and trey, the chacham will machmir, that even with the eved is teitzei. What's the pshat? So the Bnei Yeshua learns pshat in Reb Nachman of Yosi that he argues in the Rabbanan and he holds that you don't say the chazakah of Isha Daiko Minsiba. And the din is that if she's nisas, acha shabo edim is teitzei, because be'etzim is a suffix eishes ish midei raisa. And even if nisas lecha me'edeho. But if she was nisas before edim came, so since she was nisas becheskas heter, so she already left the cheskas eishes ish. And the din is loy seitzei. But the chayr, you still they have to have the din of the din should be teitzei because the chayr, even though it's yotzei mecheskas ish, mecheskas ish ish from the raisa, but the chayr is a trey and rabbanon it's also even with its chazaka leheter. So it must be that chashinon is elusive the veidina, and that's why we say the din of loy seitzei, and that's pshat in the gemara's raya that we see that chashinon that the chayshish is elusive the veidina because there still should have been a din of teitzei. And the fact that we say loy seitzei, even though it was nisvach meis bailu, is a raya that rechoshes lezilusa devei dina. B'kiveger in tshuvas chelik beisim kufiyot aleph asks on the Pnei Yeshua that it's a doichik to say that even if there's a cheskas heter, but there still will be an isimid rabbanon. And on that isimid rabbanon, we say that the reason why it's the din is loy seitzei is because chashinul is elusive devei dina. Because l'chayra, it's ready. This chazik leheter. There's no cheskas eishes ish. Once there's no cheskas eishes ish, so what's why? Where's there a mukkah for nisid rabbanon? Also, Rukavega asks, how's Shach to say that a cheskas heter will help if trey is a safi deraisa? L'chayra, if trey is a safi deraisa, so it takes away all chazakas. And whichever oifen it is, l'chayra is still a safi gashalka minatayra. How did the Pnei Yeshua say that the din should be loy seitzei mikra din because of the cheskas heter? So Rukavega learns that it's taka machlekes hasugis in the pshat in the avona of Rav Nachman Rabbi Yosi. Our sugya holds that trey is a safi deraisa, and you don't kabas a chazaka klal. That means the cheskas eishes ish, and melem in atayra, the din has to be loy seitzei. When bo edim tchila, the din is teitzei, because rabbanon, you have to be machim in the sofik hashokol. If she's nisas tchila before bo edim, nisas vachach bo edim, the din is loy seitzei. Why? Mitam chashinon zilusa devei dina. And that's our Gemara's raya. But the sugin yevamis holds that the trey is a sveket rabbanon, and with a ter you go bosa chazaka, and mele it's asura mitam cheskas eishes ish. If she was nisas tchila, then it's loy seitzei, because since she was nisas beheter, it's bot lala the cheskas eishes ish, like the way the Pnei Yeshua learns. And mele it's understood why we go bosa the cheskas heter, because the whole suffix of trey is only suffix rabbanon, not a suffix doi raisa. But this is miyashiv, his kashas on the Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara in the bottom of Dalf Lamed Aleph and Beis brings a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Malin Lekhuna Al Pi Eid Echad. We don't establish a man that's kosher lekohen just on the testimony of an Eid Echad. Rabbi Lazar Ein Masai V'Mokim Sheyesh Oirin. That's only when there's Oirin that are saying that he's not a kohen kosher. Avimokim Shein Oirin Man Lekhuna Al Pi Eid Echad. When there's no Oirin, then you could establish his kashrus Al Pi Eid Echad. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, Malin Lekhuna Al Pi Eid Echad. And the Gemara right away asks, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hein Rabbi Loza, they're saying the same thing, that with an Eid Echad, we can be Machsher a Koin. V'chi Teima Ir Chad Ike Beinayu. Maybe you'll say that the Machlaikis is if an Ir of an Eid Echad is Nemon or not. Rabbi Liyaz Sova Ir Chad, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Sova Ir Trey, that the Machlaikis should be whether or not an ear echad is a proper ear, and an eid echad is not nemun to be machshir. Rabbi Lozer would hold that eid echad is not nemun to be machshir neged eid echad, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would hold that you need to have dafka an ear tray. But makim ear echad and eid echad be nemun lachshiray. On the top of Lama Beis and off, the Gemara says, "Vam Rabbi Yechon and Divri Akoil ein ear pochus mishnayim." Everybody is maskim that an ear is only established with at least two eidim. The Rishonim argue what exactly is the case when the Gemara says Zayin the Machlekes and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Tval learns then it must be speaking that there is a chazaka that he is a kohen. It's muhzik lanu that he is a proper kohen, because if he would not be becheskas kohen, how could Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that mal nikuna al pied echod? Since there's an eid echod that's makchishim, that contradicts him, and eid echod, and the rule is eid echod makchosha is einoy klum. L'chayrit shver fakert. If he would be becheskas kohen taka, so how could Rav Elazar hold that ein mal nikuna? If always yesh iras bachs mishnayim, that means somebody's becheses kuhuna, it helps an eid echad to be paslim, and otherwise you have to have ear, even though it's pachas mishnayim. But over here, l'chayr, you can't mekabel the edus of the paisel because it's an eid echad that's machish, and l'chayr should say uki chad lahadi chad, and we should say we should establish the gavra becheskas koyin. Otherwise, and we should say that he's vadaya koyin. So what is the pshat in Rabbi Lozen holds ein mal lekuhuna al pi Eid Echad? The Shita Mikubetzes in Ksubis brings Meshem the Shita Yeshana that was Oymed on this Shaila, and he says that was speaking that originally it was Muchzik that he was a Kohen, and then afterwards it was Yoytzel Koyel that he's Posel, and they admired him Mikuhuna. Afterwards came an Eid Echad to be Machshir and an Eid Echad to be Poisel. So here's how he explains the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds mal in the kuhun al pi echad, because since he has a siyua, a help from the chazaka, so we say the echad that says that his kosher is neman. Rabbi Elazar holds since the koil is bottle. And some vatal chazaka, eid echad that's coming to be made, Allah is only bakchosha. Eid echad bakchosha is veloy klum, because the koil is mevatal the chazaka. And mele blimes in eid echad bakchosha. L'chayra, we can still ask, how does Rav Shimon Gamliel say mal na pied echad? L'chayra, originally they were married in Mikuna, even though there was a chazaka, because the koil was mighty from the chazaka. So what does it help to say that we have now an eid echad that is a koin kosher, but there's an eid echad that's makhisha in l'chayra, or blaz is gerecht, that it blibes an eid echad by a kosher, because they were misalik the chazaka idea koil. And how does it help now the chazaka to eid echad if there's a koil fakert? In truth, Be'emes in the Hemshech HaSugya, that Shita Yeshana says on this Gemara that Omer Rav Yechon Enir Pachs Mishnayim, he says, "Kiven the Muchzik Lon Bavua Dehay De Koyinu Ein Eid Echad Yochel Aralov V'ilu Kola Amrinon De'ihu De'afke LeKola." We say that he himself, the Eid Echad that was passling, he was the one who was mighty the Koyel. So you see a naya svar over here that we're told the Eid Echad that's Paisel, he's the one who's mighty the Koyel, and Mele we're not Choshish for his koil. So that would be the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The ikar is, if you tell the Eidechad was the one who's mighty the koil, and mele the Iblibes and Eidechad connect to him machshir, or you say no, the Eidechad is not like the one who's mighty the koil, and since the koil was shaver, the chazaka, so all you have is Eidechad by chosha, and itaka ein man lakun al pi Eidechad. So this is one mahalach in the Gemara. The Shita Mikubetzes brings Meshein the Ritzvah that learns that we're talking about that it was never Muchzik that he was a Kohen. It wasn't established originally it was a Kohen, and still Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Mal Nekun Al Pied Echad, even though there's an Echad that is Machish. And the Ritzvah explains, because there's a rule, Kol Mokim Shemina Torah Ed Echad Harei Hu Kishnayim. Wherever the Torah was Maimid, Maimin, believed in Eid Echad, he has the status of two Eidim. So Mela, the first Eid Echad that established that he's a Kohen Kosher is Neman, and the second Eid Echad is not Neman, to Makhish, the first Eid Echad. Ein Dvarv Shal Echad B'mokim Shnayim. And that's the Svara, why Eid Echad is enough to be Makhshir, him as a Kohen Kosher. What does Rabbi Elazar hold that ain't mal nekuna pied echad? What's the nidin? What's the shaychus that this nidin to Rabbi Yechonon holds inir pachs mishnayim? Rabbi Yechonon is speaking somebody who's muzik that he's a kohen, that it doesn't help the irim ain't echad to say he's not a kohen. And there Rabbi Yechonon said his rule that ain't irim pachs mishnayim. But the way the Ritzvah explains, we're talking about over here that it was never established that he was muzik as a kohen. So then even if you say Rabbi Elazar holds that there's Yesh Ir in Pachs Mishnayim, but over here where originally the Eidechad came to him Makshir, so the Torah was Maimed Eidechad Kishnayim, and Ein Dvar Shalechad that comes later in Mokim Shnayim, and that's why we say that it's Kosher. So what exactly is the Shaykhis to what the Gemara says right afterwards that Rabbi Yechon holds Ein Ir in Pachs Mishnayim? We can explain this based on a Shach in Simen Pei Zayin, Simen Sivkot and Tezvav. So he says that the reason why the Rishon is Nemen Kishnayim and the second Eid Echad is not Nemen Lachishoy, that's only the Mokim where the Sheni does not have a Koyach of an Emanis of Eid Echad. For example, by Eidus of Saita, the Torah is Mechadish, Eid Echad is Nemen to say Nitmas. But the Torah was not Megala that Eid Echad is Nemen to say that it was not Nitmas. The Torah only gave an Emanis of Eid Echad to say Nitmas. So in Mele, we say that Eidusay of the Sheni is Einoi Klum, is nothing. In other words, don't say that even though the second is not Neman, but since he's Makish the Rishain, it's Batla the Eidusai of the Eidechad of the first, Eidechad Bakoshes Ein Eklum. No, we don't say that. The Klal is that the Rishon is Neman Kishnayim, Kamakum Shemina Teir Eidechad, Hareik Hu Kishnayim, and the Eidus of the Sheni is nothing, and it's not even considered Akosha. In other words, where the Torah was not Maim in the second Eid, only the first Eid, we don't even consider the Eidus of the second Eid as a Hakosha against the Eid HaRishon. And the male, the Eid HaRishon, blinds like Shnayim, in the Eid Dvar Shalecha, the Mokim Shnayim. That's all in the case where the Torah was Maim in the first Eid. Of a Mokim, that even the Sheni, the Eid Sheni, has an Amonis of an Eid Echad, it's not Shaykh to say that the Torah is Maim in the first Eid Echad, Shnayim, and the second Eid Echad can't be Makchish. Because the second also has an Amonis, like Shnayim has an Amonis of Eidus. And the male, it's Miyushiv, Lefi Zeb Shat in our Sugya. It's only if you say Ein Ira Pachas Mishnayim, that means that the Sheni does not have an Emunah to pass the Fakuna, therefore he can't be Makrish the Rishon. But if you hold Yesh Ira Pachas Mishnayim, even though the Rishon was a Minase Teri Kishnayim, but the Sheni is also Nemon Kishnayim and is able to be Makrish. And that's what the Gemara says, that Nemaisa, Ariyach and holds, if you call Ein Ira Pachas Mishnayim, if Ein Ira Pachas Mishnayim, so then the second has no Nemunah to Bechlal to pass the Fakuna. And Meli can't Makrish the Rishon, and Meli can't say that a blows is machshir al pi eid echad, and a blows holds that it will be a proper error. In summary, we have two ways of understanding the Mishnah and the Machloikis, if man lekuna al pi eid echad or not. Lefi the Hamin of the Gemara, lefi the Ritva, we're talking that there is a chazaka that he was a kohen, and the reason why Rishim Liel holds man lekuna al pi eid echad is because the eid echad is helped by the chazaka. Together with the chazaka, he's able to be machshir him into a kohen kosher. And Rabbi Lazar holds that the kohen was shaver the chazaka. And we say that the chazaka doesn't help the Eid Echad in order to be machshir. How does Rishim Liel say that it helps what happened to the kohen that shaver the chazaka? So he said, because he'll understand that when it comes out of Eid Echad Bak Kosher, we say the Eid Poisel one is the one who was mighty the kohen. And the male, you remain with the chazaka together with Eid Echad, and that's machshir. A second malach was the ritzva that says when there was never a chazaka that he was a kohen. It was never he was a chazaka that he was a kohen. The nidin of the machloikis is that since the first eidecha was machshir, he has the status of shnayim, and eidecha is not neman kenegdoi. And that's what Rishim Liel holds. They can be malach al pi eid echad. And the laws holds you can't be malach al pi eid echad, even though the rishain is normally kishnayim, but that's only where the Torah gave an emunah to the rishain. But over here with the sheni, also has an emunah, so over here it remains an eidechad b'chosha, and eidechad cannot be machshir.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.